Wash your hands often. We're all together, 864.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Seahawks defense clamps down on Kyler Murray. They beat the Cardinals 28-21. Tulsa gets a come-from-behind victory against Tulane. More college football tonight. Speaking of college football, more accusations of a cover-up at LSU. And Ohio State gets yet another five-star. Busy Friday, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, November the 20th, 2020. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show. Got to think back and look it up now. Number 238 is a guess. 238. Looking forward to that. 7:05 this morning. We'll preview Clemson and Florida State and get you ready for all that action. That's an early riser tomorrow. With a 12 noon game. They'll start up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll have Josh Williams with us this morning, 7:25. That's one of my two favorite segments of the week. It moves fast, and there's a bunch of data out there for you, so stay tuned and listen in at 7:25 about all the analytics, what Vegas is saying, what the trends, what the ticket count looks like, what sharp money looks like. And some of those stinky lines out there for you in college football. And then finally, Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. The man Jinx Patrick will be with us today. And I always gave John Stillwell a hard time about duck calls. Well, we've got a prodigy duck caller on with us this morning. And might even get to hear some ducks. Might call some ducks in coming in today. A lot to do today. As you just heard in the first part, we had the Seattle beating the Cardinals 28-21 in the NFL last night. And Carlos Dunlap had a good night against Kyler Murray, and the Cardinals coming off the high of Sunday's Hail Mary win, lose in Seattle. Seattle improves to 7-3. Cardinals fall to 6-4. It was a wild one last night, double overtime in the Tulane and Tulsa game. Tulane jumped out 14-0 in the third quarter, and had a nice lead there. Scoreless first half. 14-0 third quarter. Tulsa comes flying back. They get a 37-yard touchdown pass with no time left to send it to overtime. Both teams kick field goals in the first overtime, and Tulsa holds and then scores on the second overtime on an interception return. A wild, wild game last night out in Tulsa. Tulsa improves to 5-1. Tulane falls to 5-5. Tulsa's 5-0 in the conference. Tulane's 2-5 in the conference. It's weird those numbers work out that way. But how many times do you get a a Hail Mary to send it in overtime, and then a pick six in overtime to win the thing. So just a crazy game there as far as that goes. There is a big commitment. Quinn Ewers from Southlake, Texas, has committed to Ohio State. He's a former Texas commitment. He's the top quarterback, five-star quarterback in the class of 2022, and a great pickup for Ohio State, yet another five-star, and their recruiting is just unbelievable at this point. PGA Tour is down in Sea Island, Georgia, and Matt Wallace and Camilo Viegas both shot 600 par. Viegas was an interesting story. A few months ago, they lost their infant daughter to cancer. I think she was 4 months old, maybe. And they lost her to cancer. And she might have been a little older than that. She might have been 4 years old. Anyway, a very young daughter to cancer. And she was a big fan of rainbows, supposedly. I guess she was 4 years old then. But she's a big fan of rainbows. He saw a rainbow before it happened. Said, all right, let's do this for my daughter. What a touching story in the PGA Tour on Thursday's round yesterday. There is more allegations at LSU. I'll try to get that for you in this segment, the next or segment three of this hour, because it's pretty damning information coming out of Baton Rouge right now of more of a cover-up. A former women's tennis player talked about what they did cover up and how her coach lied about it. I'll give the quotes for her coming up here in a second. We'll have our Biggie Games of the Week in hour number three. Talk about that big Ohio State and Indiana game. I have thoughts about Florida State. I read the ESPN Florida State article. We'll get to some of those quotes coming out of that as well. And then kind of a trend in the South Carolina head coaching job we'll talk about today with what former players and who they might support. Get all that and much more here from Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday. Come by and see us. The drive-thru is already kicking this morning. So come by and see us on a cold start to this weekend. About 38 degrees. And so bundle up and come on out and see us at Chick-fil-A. The producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows as well, including Clemson football tomorrow, finally, once again, the Andersonian, the keeper of the rose, because he is the most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina. Host of segment number two, he is John underscore height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our winky, winky, honky, tonky, donkey, Mr. John Height. How are things back in studio 1A, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. Things are fantastic over here. How are things over there at Chick-fil-A this morning?
It was cold, brother. Cold coming in this morning.
I wasn't that bad.
Currently 38. I tell you, buddy, I am a 60s is about my floor.
Mm.
I don't mind 90s. I'd rather be 90 than 50. I don't like it, buddy.
I'm the opposite. Give me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
You can always put a jacket on.
Yeah, but bundling them up. I have a cold. Did you see the story with Clemson football team? There's a lot of colds going around there, a lot of common colds going around right now.
No, I had not seen that one.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, mine just kind of drained me yesterday. I do have good news as far as weather goes for tomorrow down in Tallahassee.
What you got?
73 degrees at kickoff, 77 by the time the game ends. Gonna be a little windy down there, about 9 mile an hour winds. It's not terribly windy, but 9 mile an hour winds and gusting a little, 10 to 15 there. But nice warm weather down in Tallahassee this weekend. So that's good news for the Tigers headed down. That won't be too much of an issue. So that's pretty good news there. Tell me about your day, buddy. What all happened yesterday? What'd you do?
Day was good. Worked all day, and then lady came over, cooked a nice meal, and just hung out. It was a nice day. How about yourself?
Great. No birthdays or anything?
No birthdays. No nothing. Just cooked a little dinner.
What'd you have?
We made a buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Nice.
And it was fantastic.
Nice.
On a cold night, get some good comfort food. Just nice and relaxed.
Yeah, nice.
How about y'all? What's going on? How was little man yesterday?
He's awesome. He's just full of energy. You know, it's a little too cold to go out yesterday morning. Mm. So he's cooped up inside and just found a way to entertain himself, and we had a good time there. Took him to lunch with the fellas, a good nap, came home and played all night last night, man. He's going at it full time. Looking forward to a good weekend. Now he's going to go down. Mayor's off next week because the school system is for Thanksgiving. They get a full week there. So he's going to go down and ride tractors and ride golf carts and four-wheelers down at his grandparents'
this week. There you go.
Coming up, so He'll do that and have a good time.
Make sure that there's a lot of photos taken of him on all the big equipment.
Man, he loves that stuff now. I mean, absolutely loves it and goes full bore on that. So that'll be a good time. Hey, did you two articles to point out? Number one, did you read the LSU allegations?
I have not, and I'd be happy to, since we will be doing the Biggie games later on, I'd be happy to yield the floor, segment two, to go over that, because I'm very intrigued as to what you uncovered. I was not aware of the article. I read a good bit of the Florida State one. Great work by David Hale and Andrea Adelson. I mean, just phenomenal work. I wasn't able to just kind of ran out of time yesterday. I didn't realize how lengthy it was at the time I had allotted to read it. But I'd be happy to yield the floor segment two to those two topics.
Yeah, let's get both those articles, those ESPN articles, up for segment two today. We'll do that for sure. Now, among the topics, and we're going to discuss these with our callers in segment three, and then in the third hour. But after reading the Florida State article, and after watching Florida State, and you'll see it tomorrow on the field, just a huge drop-off you have there. I have a question that might seem silly, and I think I know the answer. And usually there's only one reason you ask questions that you know the answer for, and that's to reiterate what you want to hear.
Sure.
But does any part of you have any compassion and feel bad at all for what Florida State's going through?
No.
Does any
I don't, only because of it being a rivalry.
Right.
It's to me, as a Clemson grad, when I look at Clemson's biggest rivals, it's first and foremost, it's South Carolina.
Right.
And number two is Florida State.
And how about both of those being in shambles at the same time?
I don't hate it. I mean, I feel for the fans that are having to go through stuff that is just so far out of their control, and you just have to sit there and kind of just watch it unfold. Yeah. But I know we've got, you know, like Seminole Ted Nolso. We got some good Florida State fans that contribute to our shows and thoroughly enjoy their input, but no, I don't feel too bad for them.
Well, let me say this. It is no coincidence that Clemson has thrived while those other twos have just been in horrendous shape. Now, I don't think there is a direct correlation. There's enough players out there. This thing comes down to one very simple thing. Clemson has better players than those two programs right now.
Absolutely.
So, if you want to, the thing that's missing in Tallahassee and the thing that's missing in Columbia is football players. They don't have very many good ones. They don't have very many great ones. They don't have very many elite ones. And that's what's missing. So, there is enough football players for Clemson to be great and Florida State to be great. That's happened in the past. And Clemson to be great and South Carolina to be great. That happens seldomly, but that's not because there's not enough players to go around. In the old days, that was the case because it was much more geographical recruiting right here in the state of South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and there wasn't that many there. But now these teams are recruiting on the national basis. So there are enough players across the country for both of these to be good at the same time. It is hard, but there are enough there. With that said, I found it very interesting that in the Florida State article that Clemson was mentioned six or seven times. Clemson's facilities, their administration, how to do it, how to get on board, what it meant to Florida State. So, obviously, there is a correlation there between Clemson and Florida State. So, that's very, very interesting to me. You do have the second part. Do you miss the big Clemson-Florida State games?
Yes.
So, would you like to see Florida State good again?
Yeah. That's my difference with them in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't ever care to see South Carolina go to football. I'm not one of these fans that thinks, well, I need them to be 10-1 for the – no.
Right.
Be 0-11. Right. That's how I want South Carolina football to be. Yeah, I do miss the top 10 matchups between Clemson and Florida State. My first ever game in Death Valley was the Monday night 07 Bowden Bowl. And just what a great atmosphere and evening that was. And I love those big games between those two. So, I'd like to see Florida State get back to at least being a functioning football team.
Yeah. The article, and we're going to get into the next segment. The article, in case you've not read it, is on ESPN.com, and it is Andrea Adelson and David Hale combined on it. And it was maybe an 18-month collaboration of interviewing, 50 or 60 former staffers and people boosters and things along these lines. We'll get into that coming up. Hey, before we take our first break, let me tell you about the Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Please call them today, 404-8158. You will love Carolina Flooring Specialist. You'll love what they do and how they do it. This is a garage flooring company. They come in, they're going to give you an estimate, measure, show you the colors. You'll choose that. They'll set up a date. They'll move everything out of your garage. You don't move a finger. They'll sand down your old floor in there and smooth it on out, make sure there's imperfections there. They'll lay this high-performance epoxy base down. They'll throw these 100 pounds of chips down, these decorative chips down. They'll seal it off. It'll be stain-resistant, slip-resistant, and then they'll move everything back in over the next day, and you don't pay them till they're finished, and you got a great warranty on the end of it. This is a great product. The value of your home will increase. The time you spend in your garage will increase. It's just the functional part of it and the price part of it. This is a perfect company, a great company. I love what they do. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists. Call Tim Worley to set this thing up. Daniel Emanuel Parham have great crews that work with them. I think it's awesome that one of those two owners, it does, is on every single job site to ensure that the quality is done the way you want it and the way you deserve it, what you're paying for to get that done. 404-8158, 864, 404-8158, Carolina Flooring Specialist.com. Troubles at LSU and FSU when you return for segment number two.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Nobody loves fall more than a Clemson Tiger, and there is no better place to be this fall than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel was built for Clemson alums by Clemson alums with killer views of Death Valley and Lake Hartwell from the patio. Plus, you can buy a condo and use it when you want, and we will rent it out when you don't. Come see it for yourself. Go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Go Tigers.
As the owner of a Toyota Tundra myself, I can attest to the quality and value of Toyota. If you're in the market for a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, I urge you to see the team at Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. They're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina, and the Hayes family is set for the fourth generation to lead in the years ahead. The family-friendly atmosphere at Ralph Hayes Toyota sets them apart from the competition. 3525 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Optinos Nitric Oxide Booster and Muscle Builder is clinically tested to increase pumps, strength, recovery time, and muscle building. Our customers say it best.
Boy, it's a great product that works as advertised. If it'll work for a 56-year-old man, just think what it'll do for someone in their 20s. I highly recommend Optinos.
I have tried a few other nitric oxide boosters, but Optinos continues to be the best one, hands down.
Go to UpstateMuscle.com and use code ROAR for 20% off your order at UpstateMuscle.com.
Sock'em Dog Brewing and Gastropub is Oconee's newest full-service restaurant with a view. Named after the Sock'em Dog Rapids on the Tatuga River, Sock'em Dog infuses great food with local brews and killer views. Take advantage of their full patio, inside seating, and bar seating while following state guidelines to keep you safe Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pair their signature craft beers with their mouth-watering burgers, wings, and flatbreads at Sock'em Dog, located on 1308 Falcons Drive in Wahala, or visit their Facebook page for events.
Who better than real customers to tell the story on behalf of George Coleman Ford? Denise writes, quote, "We bought a truck from George Coleman Ford today, and we love buying from them. The staff is great, from the salesman to the sales manager to the finance manager. They treat you like family and give the greatest deals. You won't be disappointed buying with them. Thanks, George Coleman Ford, for a great experience." It's customers like Denise who remind us why you should buy your next vehicle from George Coleman Ford.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bedliner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
Hello, Medicare recipients. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you on disability Medicare and think there's nothing else out there for you? We can help. Do you have Medicare and Medicaid and think there's nothing else out there for you? We can help. Are you a veteran with Medicare and VA benefits and think there's nothing else out there for you? We can help. Do you have end-stage renal disease and think you're stuck in your existing plan? We can help. Let one of our independent agents have the opportunity to listen to your individual needs and find the plan that best fits your needs. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, our motto is do no harm. And because the insurance companies pay us, not you, our services always come free to you.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us from Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday. My friends at Pinecrest Foods, local farm fresh foods delivered to your restaurants, to your schools, to your hospitals, healthcare facilities, grocery stores, and convenience stores. Riley Cordell was in the dairy industry for over 38 years in sales and distribution, and his lifelong dream was to start a business. He was able to do that. One of the things he did was through his relationships in this industry for 38 years, he got to put together the dream team and put together the best of the best when it comes to getting you that distribution and knowing what these products are, knowing what these the best and the farms and the best way to go about this is. And he's got a great company right now that delivering local freshness every single day, doing this with the dairy products is what I think of, you know, more than anything else. And that is the great dairy farms here locally, the Mayola local dairies, the Clemson's Best, Seal Test, Mars Bars Ice Cream, Clemson Blue Cheese, Nestle's, Blue Bunny, get all that. The Carolina Pride, with as far as the packaged meats are go and getting all that as well. You're going to love dealing with them in case you want the best when it comes to that customer service and that great bacon and sausage and cooked ham and turkey and so much more. Let them take care of you. Their passion is ice cream, and you know what? What a coinkydinky. My passion is ice cream as well. 844-844-MILK or pinecrestfoods.com. John, I saw that on the website the other day. Our passion is ice cream. I went, huh, imagine that. Somebody else shares the same passion. Love ice cream, as you know for sure. Pinecrestfoods.com. Normally in this segment, John, we have segment two with you. You've yielded because there's not a lot of great ACC games, let's face it, this weekend, and we normally do that on a Friday from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. But and because of the sensitive nature of the subject here, we try to do this before kids get into school, but Mark Slaybaugh had some interesting comments in a article released yesterday on ESPN.com about the situation in Baton Rouge. The article, I won't read all of it, but part of it says that a former LSU women's tennis player says her former coach lied about her knowledge of the Tigers football program, a football player physically abusing her between 2017, May of 17, and August of 18, and accused a coach of betraying her during the investigation. The former player, Jade Lewis, 21, of Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, posted a statement on Twitter Wednesday that she accused LSU women's tennis coach Julie Sell, of failing to report her allegations of being physically abused by Tiger wide receiver Drake Davis. USA Today reported Monday that Davis began dating Lewis, who was unnamed in the article. Lewis reportedly told police and USA Today that Davis left her bruised and bleeding on six different occasions, at least six different occasions during the year that they dated. newspaper reported that at least seven LSU officials, quote, had direct knowledge, unquote, that Davis was physically abusing his girlfriend, but, quote, sat on the information for months while Davis continued to assault her and strangle her, unquote. Now, here is her statement, and this is, to me, this is an issue for LSU. This has become a problem for LSU. Lewis said, quote, the LSU women's tennis coach, Julie Sell, released a statement claiming that she had no knowledge of the allegations made by my teammate and I. The statement is a blatant lie. Four members of the LSU tennis team separately made Coach Self aware of these events between May of 17 and August of 18. These women would be willing to confirm this information in a corroborative story, as one already has been in USA Today article. Additionally, my parents called during that time span to express their concern, and my coach brushed them off. Lastly, I'd like to add that during the criminal case regarding the allegations I made, Coach Sell instructed the tennis team to stay away from me. They were my teammates and closest friend at the time, and I needed their support. I was betrayed by Coach Sell, and I will not stand by and allow her to deny the knowledge of what I went through when in reality she knew in full truth and simply chose to stand by. As details of the sexual misconduct within the LSU continue to come to light, my hope is that LSU athletics changes course and decides to be transparent and remorseful rather than continue to create cover-ups and false narratives. Now, in an earlier statement on Twitter Wednesday, Sell denied that she or her husband, Michael Sell, who's the co-head coach, knew anything about it. She said, quote, a recent story by USA suggested that Mike and I failed to report the allegations during the dating violence disclosed by a parent and a former player. That suggestion is false, as such allegations were never disclosed to us. Furthermore, we'd like to never dismiss or doubt any allegations. We, as we've done in the past, will continue to take appropriate action and comply with all reporting protocols. All victims must be heard and supported, and we pledge to stand with them to help end all forms of sexual and domestic abuse, unquote. Now, John, there are the ESPN article from yesterday goes into police arrested Davis in August of 18 on felony charges of second-degree battery against his former girlfriend. George ordered them to have no contact. According to the redacted LSU police report, a woman reported four instances of physical abuse by Davis between May of 17 and June of 18. First instance, the woman went to Davis's house to retrieve personal items and allegedly punched her in the stomach. In a second incident in 18, Davis allegedly punched the victim in the left side of her stomach, fractured her rib. She was told by medical officer at LSU that evaluated her injury that she provided a police photograph of the bruise, according to the report. The third undated incident, Davis was upset for the victim waving at a friend. Davis drove the victim to the area on the Perkins Street Road and threw a phone out of the window. As the victim exited the vehicle, he attempted to abandon her, then drove back. The victim re-entered the vehicle. Upon re-entering, he strangled the victim. Finally, in 2018, Davis was upset that the text message conversation at the victim's apartment, he entered using the key the victim had given him. Once entering the victim's room, he strangled her, punched her in the stomach, grabbed her by the ear, and caused an earring to be pulled and bleeding from her ear. The victim provided pictures of bruising around her neck and strangulation, according to police. As part of plea agreement, he pleaded guilty to three misdemeanor charges, two counts of battery and dating partner, one count of violation, protective order, admitted to punching the woman in the stomach and later punching her in the couch and bruised her left leg. The judge sentenced him to 18 months of prison and credited him for time served and suspended most of the remaining jail time. He placed him on 2 years probation throughout all that. Ed Orgeron said earlier this week in a statement, quote, first, I'd like to say we need to support and protect victims of violence and sexual abuse of any kind. There's no place in society nor on campus or a football program for any type of behavior like this. The accusations are made. We have legal and moral obligation to report every allegation in the university's Title IX office so due process can be implemented. I have in the past and will continue to take appropriate action and comply with reporting protocols. I have confidence today that the university is working to address our policies and processes when allegations arise. The president also made a similar statement. John, it's hard to sit back and read how a man could punch a woman and choke a woman. That's not the story that's anything new. What is new today, and the reason to talk about today, is that yesterday, the women's tennis coach denied knowing about it, and a former player gave specific dates that she did know about it, and this was part of a cover-up. John, your original thoughts, or I guess your main thoughts coming from what Mark Slabaugh wrote yesterday.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It is horrible. No man should ever behave in the way in which this young man is behaving. With that being said, how this tennis coach and her husband still have a job today is beyond me.
It's crazy.
And I'm starting to realize that down in Baton Rouge right now, when there's smoke, there's a big old fire. There are problems on that campus, and things need to be addressed quickly. You can't have this. Just can't stand. You can't have this, plain and simple. And the fact that they got him off, he's just like, oh, well, we'll mark it off as time served. That young man needs to be behind bars for a very long time.
No doubt.
I'm disgusted. And I was reading along as you were reading out loud, and I'm kind of sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah. In trying to put together cases, you watch Law and Order, I watched Perry Mason growing up. You have to have witnesses, you have to have people to collaborate your story and to provide information. And it just sounds to me that Jade Lewis, the victim in this case, the alleged victim in this case, not alleged because they charged him with it. The victim in this case has presented a pretty strong case.
Yeah.
Later in the article, it says a number of former LSU tennis player told USA Today that she personally reported Davis and the abuse to Julie Sell, the two women's tennis coach, 6 to 7 months before that, at least, she said. So former teammates of Jade Lewis are saying that they did tell the coach this. Now, let's just do a little deductive reasoning here. If you get former players that are saying this, and it seems to be believable, I'm not sure why you would lie about that. Who has the motivation to lie here? 4 or 5 different players and parents, or a coach who might have been told. Now, this might not, the reason she might still have a job and her husband might still have a job is because they did what they were told to do. That seems to me the more likely.
Yeah.
The more believable, likely situation. Again, that's jumping through some hoops that they were not ready to jump through. But
if the USA Today article hadn't come out the other day, you know, you'd maybe be able to say that a little more.
Right.
At this point, there's just too much information out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
The other problem here is that so many people knew and so many people did nothing to stop it. The team's athletic trainer, Donovan White, according to Lewis, told the team athletic trainer that he punched her in the stomach during the argument. The woman's father reported it to the male coach. The players reported to the female coach. They have dates of when they reported this. And I just thinking about the motivation for – what's the motivation for the family to lie about it? What's the motivation for former players to lie about it? Whereas what's the motivation for the two coaches to lie about it? And to me, the jump that I make, maybe unfairly, is that they're good soldiers. They did what they were told to do, the coaches, that is.
You know, from their higher-ups basically saying, do what you have to do to protect the football team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame.
Now, the problem, the reason this is a bigger deal to me is that, first, all criminal deals are going to be big deals. The reason why this presents such an issue here is because of Title IX and federal funding and when federal agents will get involved in what was reported, when it was reported. That's not good news for LSU. You don't want the feds looking into this. If you're LSU.
They've already got plenty of things on that campus they're looking into.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, Will Wade's not the biggest issue on that campus.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed. And I think that you're right. The feds need to get in there and they need to clean this place up. Because this type of stuff just cannot and should not be tolerated ever. Ever.
Yeah. My guess is that this is not going away. There's too many advocates. There's too many people that knew. This is a big deal, and it should be a big deal. My guess is that it is a cover-up, but it's a timing cover-up as well. You know, this is not a subject that you put to the side. And even if they reported it, it wasn't done in a timely manner. That's my point. It's like, there's victims involved. And if there's victims involved, then you owe the timing aspect of it, in my opinion.
Why these coaches and people in place don't drop everything they're doing immediately to address these situations is beyond me.
Right.
Beyond me.
Right. So, now that's just the Drake Davis case. You have the Geis case and how all that was handled as well, and that's not good news either. So there's a pattern here. This isn't one person, one player, one football player, one other student athlete, one coach. This is a pattern. That's the concern as well. And my gut of going about this, I don't think this is going to end very well in Baton Rouge. I don't think that this is now I will say this, Baton Rouge, we've seen that through Will Wade, that they will dig their heels in, fans will dig their heels in. Ed Orgeron is a very popular man in Louisiana. What needs to happen now, though, is we need to find out what Ed Orgeron knew and when did he know it, and what did he do moving forward. Now, he does have bosses and he does have outs here, if you're looking for outs, because his responsibility is just to report it to the higher up. That's it. It's like Urban Meyer. You know, his responsibility is to report the domestic violence stuff that was brought to him to his higher up, and then another person does that other job. That's the way that protocol should work. I think I'm right by saying that. So maybe that is the case. But Ed Orgeron's a very popular soul, and Louisiana's a different state, and his fan base is a different fan base. With that said, in normal situations, I just don't see how this ends very good for LSU. And then finally, just to hear about a man hitting a woman in the stomach. I mean, what a disgusting individual. And again, with Geis, that's just Davis. Read the Geis stuff in the USA Today article. And it would just make you sick to hear it, to read it. To be fair, allegations in a lot of cases and what will be proven out, what has been proven or will be continue to be proven, is the more important thing there, because allegations, you know, aren't always true, but that does not look good, in my opinion, throughout all that. John, speaking of not good, when we come back, let's dive a little bit into the Florida State article, because Clemson plays Florida State tomorrow, and I'm going to leave you this in this segment. It feels weird, or let me ask you this way. Does it feel more weird that Clemson's going to Tallahassee tomorrow as a 35-point favorite, or the fact that Thanksgiving is Thursday and Clemson and South Carolina are not playing next Saturday?
Oh, don't do that to me. In the moment, it's Florida State, but boy, next week's going to be weird.
Next week, Pittsburgh comes to town.
Thankfully, I have family that went to WVU, and I was raised to hate Pitt, so I can still take a little bit of that rivalry hatred into Thanksgiving like I'm accustomed to doing. It's just not the same.
It's not the same?
It's nowhere close to the same.
It is not the same. No doubt about that. All right, let's take a break. Chick-fil-A of Clemson, love to talk to you about that. We'll take phone calls in the next segment. We'll also get in this Florida State article. A busy hour, too. So anybody, any comments on anything that you want to get into on Friday, we can do it in one open phone line segment right after this.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low T treatment in the upstate. Did you know they also offer hair loss treatment, weight loss programs, and growth hormone programs? The best thing about Low Country Male, it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up, weight off, and get those bald spots covered up. During the fall, we are offering one free month of ED medications when you sign up for a concierge testosterone or growth hormone plan. LowCountryMale.com, 864-920-3066, Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers!
We'll be right back. Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
So Thanksgiving is coming. Do we invite company or not? Do we have the big meal or not? Thanksgiving, like most things this year, is going to be different. But one thing I know for sure is I want incredibly healthy home and clean carpets. That's why I call Zero Res. Their patented cleaning process uses powered water technology for superior, long-lasting clean and no harsh chemicals. Right now, three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Plus, mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and get a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 20 years now, Bennett Equipment has been renting and selling construction equipment that's helped build the upstate. Takeuchi compact excavators, track loaders, and wheel loaders have played a huge part. Bennett is proud to call the upstate home and can serve you from any of our three upstate locations. We'd like to thank our loyal customers for making it a great 20 years, and we look forward to the next 20. Remember, if you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who chase their shot of whiskey with another shot of whiskey. The type of guys who can watch a 90-minute match but fall asleep in the first 10 of every chick flick. And the men who celebrate a Tuesday night like they have the next day off. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Do you love fall off the bone flavor? Try a Twin Peaks signature smoked menu item like the Carolina pulled pork sandwich or sweet and smoky ribs.
No road, no problem. Get to where you're going with a truck loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Prepare for the drive of your life with our low rates and easy application process. Set your budgets with our online auto loan calculator or get started right away on your application in Founders Online at foundersfcu.com/auto. On the move already and looking for a lower payment? Refinance with Founders and lock in your low rate today. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and my friends at Simpsonville Ace Hardware want you to know it. I mean, you can still go over, get that great grill. I told John yesterday that we were talking about it off the air. My dream is to go Traeger with the wood pellets. to go Big Green Egg with my high temp searing of beef and to go Weber with my propane and to have all three. I've got the Traeger. I called Ben Duncan, or he called me, and we talked to each other the other day, and it's like, you know what? I think I'm ready for the egg, and we'll do the Weber maybe down the road. And that way, that'll take care of my grilling for the lifetime. Hey, you want to smoke turkey? You want to grill it all? You want to fry it all? They can have everything you need right there for you at Simpsonville Ace Hardware. This is the helpful hardware place. What they're able to do at Ace is have these unbelievable products. I mean, this is, you know, first and foremost, it's the great products. And then get you the prices that you want. And that's a very, you know, the good thing about their business for you is it's a very competitive world. And then finally, it's got to be the customer service end of it. They're known as the helpful place for a reason. Ben Duncan has put together a team over there. Business to business needs, everything you need. It's our great friends at Simpsonville Ace Hardware, 757-8312. You know, John, not even meats. I mean, not even just the meats for Thanksgiving. The other day, I smoked some asparagus. Do the corn on the grill as well.
Asparagus.
What is that?
You don't like asparagus?
I ain't never heard of it.
Hey, man, let me tell you, you're going to love it. My good friend Todd Satterfield said, just stick to the Big Green Egg for everything. He's a Big Green. You know, it's kind of a rivalry. Have you noticed that, John? It's a rivalry between Traeger people and Big Green Egg people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna toe the line and do both. So
that way you always come out on top. You're going to play both sides, so you always win.
That's right. You can't beat that. I'll be like an SEC fan. If my team loses, I'll go back to my conference argument. Get in touch with those good folks there. Hey, I want to talk the FSU article from ESPN. We'll do that. Might spend some time in the third hour on that one, too. Let's get a couple phone calls in this segment. Don't forget, all you know, three guests in hour two, so we're full in hour two. From Chick-fil-A of Clemson, let's get to our phone lines. Delvin is up first with us on a College Football Friday. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
How you doing?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Yeah, I can't wait for the fourth state, because I read something about the way Stan Wilcox hired Willie Taggart. I ain't going to give too much away, but the candidates he had was just unbelievable. Mickey, you finally got your 3:30 game on CBS. They just moved Nevada and San Diego State to CBS.
Yeah, Nevada and San Diego State. How about that? We're in November now, right? We're winding down the college football season, and this is SE. They pay millions and millions of dollars for the SEC rights, and at 3:30 on Saturday, we're getting Nevada and San Diego State. How about that?
Yeah, and Mickey, you know, I always ask you this. I don't say what's key to winning the game. I think we expect Clemson to win the game. What you want to see tomorrow?
It's a great question, Delvin. Health is first and foremost is health. Because we've not seen Trevor Lawrence, I want to see Trevor come out look sharp. I want to see Trevor in the run game a little bit too. I'd like to see, you know, that the interior run game pick up a little bit. See Travis Etienne get back and kind of get in the groove, get him lathered up a little bit. Defensively, much like you saw with Ian Book and his scrambling ability, Jordan Travis is going to do this in the zone read game. He's going to do this in the zone game, in the power game. You'll see that. But also in the passing game of pulling it down and running. So I want to see them get Jordan Travis on the ground. He's a good athlete. Now, he can make you miss a little bit. So get that guy on the ground. But first and foremost, let's get this team healthy again. And let's get a little rhythm as they kind of enter this championship stretch.
Yeah. Now about the Florida State thing, Stan Wilcox. I know in the article they said when General Fisher there, he wanted a minority candidate. I understand that being an African American. Yeah. I understand he wanted a minority candidate. But the candidates he had, Willie Taggart, Charlie Strong, and Derek Mason. Really?
Yeah.
There were more.
Yeah. And Kevin Sumlin.
Kevin Sumlin,
too.
There were more. And Kevin Sumlin. Those four coaches, you mean Tim, there were other African Americans that were better than those coaches?
Well, let me say this. I understand. And Wilcox.
Too, made the hire.
Yeah. I understand the process of wanting to hire an African American coach. I get that. And I understand that. And that's something that we need and we have to have. I'd like to hire the best guy. And I would like for it to be, you know, based upon your merits, and if a guy's red, black, right, white, yellow. I don't care. I don't know how they're best football coach. He was hell-bent on hiring a black guy, but there are better black coaches than Willie Taggart that are out there. If you had to go that route, there are better ones that are out there. And he fell in love with it, and Taggart was not ready for the job. I thought the article did a good job of discussing the Jimbo stuff. It did a decent job of discussing Taggart. There were more issues with Taggart, and you look at the former players, what the practices looked like and what the accountability looked like. And to me now, moving forward, while Jimbo, the culture was set in place by one, but I think that Taggart dug it just as deep, if not deeper, than what Jimbo had it. And Jimbo, had Jimbo stayed, did they be in better shape now than if Taggart had stayed?
Yeah, but Mickey, you say that, but look at the success that Taggart is having at FAU. I know it's a lower tier, but look at the success he's having at FAU right now, though. Too, as well.
That's true. That's true. It's a good point.
It's a catch-22 of that situation.
Right. It's a very good point. But maybe that's just a smaller program. Look, Taggart, I don't want to make it sound like he took over a good situation. It was not. Taggart took over an absolute dumpster fire and a mess.
You read the articles. Yeah, what you about to go through, read the articles, ladies and gentlemen. When Mickey Reed and John go to the article, it was a dumpster fire. Trust me. Some of the things that they would have, basically was Jimbo Fisher versus the administration. That's all you need to know in the first part of the article.
Yep, absolutely, 100%. Devin, I appreciate the phone call as usual, man. Have a great weekend, friend. The administration bears most of the blame. The Jimbo certainly bears some of the blame. And we're getting this in the third hour, but Jimbo cried as he left the office and didn't want to have to leave Florida State, but you could see the writing on the wall for what was happening with lack of support. Jimbo didn't do – the culture got bad with him. But I think Taggart now, moving forward, Taggart takes at least a bit of responsibility. Jimbo does. I still think it's administration's first – is the first issue there. Clemson dominates. Got about 3 minutes or so. Good morning, Clemson dominates. How you doing?
Hey, real good, Mickey. First of all, a recommendation for Chick-fil-A. Get the waffle fries and then get the mac and cheese and spread the mac and cheese over the waffle fries. Like, get a
plate. Now you're talking. And then, now you're talking, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can either add the buffalo sauce if you want a little spice, or maybe some barbecue sauce. Mm. And it's amazing. And you can even add like chicken nuggets if you want to go all the way.
Mm.
So, just all together, you know. It's get all those flavors. It's amazing. And once you do that, you never go back.
I'm in, buddy. I am all in. That sounds great to me.
And then just curious, why wouldn't they've already got it Staley, so as the basketball coach for the Gamecocks, why wouldn't they look into Deuce Staley, who's got a lot of coaching experience in the NFL, as a coach for the Gamecocks? I would assume he'd probably do a really good job and be able to recruit a lot of good players. I don't know.
Did Deuce Staley
sounds more exciting. Well, I'm sorry. I was going to say it sounds more exciting than any of these other candidates.
Yeah, I don't. Did he graduate from South Carolina, though? Because, they got to have a degree to coach in college now. I'm not sure. Maybe he did.
He played football at South Carolina.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, did he come back and get his degree after he left for the NFL or not? Because that's a prerequisite for that. Who knows? I don't know. It seems to me like he's been a pretty good job there with the assistant head coach and running backs coach at Philadelphia, and seemed like he's kind of on the fast track to be an NFL guy. Maybe. I know he loves the program, but it'd be a candidate to look at. But you don't hear his name a whole lot there. And again, that might be – seemed like that was an issue at one point in time that he hadn't come back and gotten that yet.
I don't know. Staley squared or Staley and Staley, it sounds like a good recruiting pitch.
Yeah.
And, you've already got the one successful program.
Both of them be Philly people, too, because Dawn Staley's a Philly, from Philly, so – A little Philly connection for you.
It pumped in a lot of enthusiasm into the program. I just think it's much more of a home run than anybody that they've been talking about. So,
in our third hour, I'll tell you who the former player or some former players are supporting with it. So we'll tell that to you in hour three.
All right, cool deal. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks, Clemson Dominates. Right, man. I appreciate the phone call. Very nice of you there. Hey, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins and the great team, Amanda McCall and the great team, help you. Let's talk specifically about refinancing. Why'd you refinance right now? Well, A, to get better rates. or B, to, you know, maybe, you know, have some funds go in a different direction, or C, you can, you know, maybe get down and improve your terms. Maybe get down to 15 years, maybe get down to 20 years rather than sign a 30-year loan. Right now is a good time to think about those things. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. The award-winning team is ready to help you at PrimeLendingSC.com. When we come back, Scott Reimer joins us in a very busy hour.